Диск 9. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. I think people love dogs for many different reasons, but the main one, in my opinion, is that people believe their dogs love them. Unlike cats, dogs seem to be very attached to their owners. Of course, there is some question as to the degree to which dogs actually love their humans, or merely are responding to them as being, in effect, the dominant member of the pack to which the dog belongs. But in either case, there is a feeling of loyalty. Speaker B.
I have a dog, and I'm happy about that. I think dogs are the best pets in the world. To start with, they are loyal and friendly. Dogs take a great interest in the people who own them as pets. Moreover, they seem to protect their owner's interests to the extent that they are capable of, by driving off an attacker, for example, or waking people up if there is a fire in the house, and so on. There are many more pluses. Dogs are just perfect.
Speaker C.
As far as I know, some famous person once said something like, "He liked dogs more than people." Well, sometimes dogs really are better companions than people. Dogs have a certain mental simplicity. For example, they don't lie to their owners, and their motives are relatively simple and understandable. And so they are easier to deal with than human beings are. Dogs do not maneuver for status because they just accept that humans are in charge.
Speaker D.
I have a dog, and most of my friends have dogs too. When we discuss our pets, we understand that dogs are very clever. Well, of course, they are less clever than their owners, so we take care of them, much as we would of our own children. Still, in my opinion, dogs are relatively intelligent in comparison to many other animals, such as tropical fish, frogs, lizards, and so on. Sometimes I think my dog understands every word I say. Isn't it great?
Speaker E. I don't have a dog because I'm allergic to fur, but I love looking at them. My favourite films are the ones about dogs. They are such beautiful creatures. They are warm, furry, and cute. They have soulful eyes, and in some ways remind people of children. I know lots of people who have photos of dogs as their screensavers, or just black cups or clothes with pictures of charming puppies. Your heart is literally melting when you see dogs or small puppies. Speaker F.
I personally think that dogs are not as pretty and charming as one might think they are. In my opinion, any dog is dangerous. Even those teacup dogs which girls like to carry in their handbags and boast of them like of fashionable accessories. Even though small creatures can bite you and give you serious injuries, so you must be careful if you see a dog. There are many stories in the news about dogs being aggressive towards people for no reason.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A. I think people love dogs for many different reasons, but the main one, in my opinion, is that people believe their dogs love them. Unlike cats, dogs seem to be very attached to their owners. Of course, there is some question as to the degree to which dogs actually love their humans, or merely are responding to them as being, in effect, the dominant member of the pack to which the dog belongs. But in either case, there is a feeling of loyalty. Speaker B.
I have a dog, and I'm happy about that. I think dogs are the best pets in the world. To start with, they are loyal and friendly. Dogs take a great interest in the people who own them as pets. Moreover, they seem to protect their owner's interests to the extent that they are capable of, by driving off an attacker, for example, or waking people up if there is a fire in the house, and so on. There are many more pluses. Dogs are just perfect.
Speaker C.
As far as I know, some famous person once said something like, he liked dogs more than people. Well, sometimes dogs really are better companions than people. Dogs have a certain mental simplicity. For example, they don't lie to their owners, and their motives are relatively simple and understandable. And so they are easier to deal with than human beings are. Dogs do not maneuver for status because they just accept that humans are in charge.
Speaker D.
I have a dog, and most of my friends have dogs too. When we discuss our pets, we understand that dogs are very clever. Well, of course, they are less clever than their owners, so we take care of them, much as we would of our own children. Still, in my opinion, dogs are relatively intelligent in comparison to many other animals, such as tropical fish, frogs, lizards, and so on. Sometimes I think my dog understands every word I say. Isn't it great?
Speaker E. I don't have a dog because I'm allergic to fur, but I love looking at them. My favourite films are the ones about dogs. They are such beautiful creatures. They are warm, furry, and cute. They have soulful eyes, and in some ways remind people of children. I know lots of people who have photos of dogs as their screensavers, or just bike cups or clothes with pictures of charming puppies. Your heart is literally melting when you see dogs or small puppies. Speaker F.
I personally think that dogs are not as pretty and charming as one might think they are. In my opinion, any dog is dangerous. Even those teacup dogs which girls like to carry in their handbags and boast of them like of fashionable accessories. Even those small creatures can bite you and give you serious injuries, so you must be careful if you see a dog. There are many stories in the news about dogs being aggressive towards people for no reason.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений AG соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, how may I help you?
Hello, you see, I would like to book a tour to Russia, and I was just wondering if you could help me.
And may I tell you that you have made an excellent choice? Russia is an amazing country with lots of exciting places to see. Is it going to be your first visit to Russia?
Yes, it is.
Well, for the first visit to Russia, I would suggest starting with Moscow. You can spend about a week there and do all the sightseeing, plus visit the museums. If you are planning a longer trip, we can recommend going to St. Petersburg next.
I think I'd like to see only Moscow this time. You see, I'm a theatre lover, and I've read it on the internet that Moscow is famous for its theatres.
You are absolutely right. We can help you book the tickets to the famous Bolshoi Theatre if you wish.
That would be great. Could you please tell me more about the tour?
Yes, of course. Here is the suggested itinerary. When you arrive in Moscow, you'll check into the hotel and have some rest. In the evening, you can have a bus tour around the city just to get a general impression. Moscow looks magnificent in the evening, so you'll enjoy it. The next day, you'll be able to see Moscow's sights in daylight.
Sounds good to me. Are we going to see Red Square?
Of course. It's impossible to imagine a trip to Moscow without seeing Red Square, as it's the heart of the country. You will see St. Basil's Cathedral. It's a gorgeous building. Make sure you go inside, as there are 8 tiny churches there, which look like fairy tale houses.
Thanks. I'll remember that.
You'll also see GUM, Russia's #1 department store. You'll have enough time to go shopping there if you wish, or have lunch there in a cafe with a view of Red Square.
I've always wanted to see the Kremlin. Will it be possible to get inside it?
Yes, but make sure you do it before 4 p.m, as the museums there close early. There you will see Tsar Cannon and Tsar Bell, and the State Kremlin Palace, initially known as the Palace of Congresses. It's vast. A 6,000-seat auditorium was originally used to hold the congresses of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. Today, it hosts large social forums, theatrical performances, New Year's shows for children, and student balls.
It all sounds so exciting. I think I'll order a tour right now.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, how may I help you?
Hello, you see, I would like to book a tour to Russia, and I was just wondering if you could help me.
And may I tell you that you have made an excellent choice? Russia is an amazing country with lots of exciting places to see. Is it going to be your first visit to Russia?
Yes, it is.
Well, for the first visit to Russia, I would suggest starting with Moscow. You can spend about a week there and do all the sightseeing, plus visit the museums. If you are planning a longer trip, we can recommend going to St. Petersburg next.
I think I'd like to see only Moscow this time. You see, I'm a theatre lover, and I've read it on the internet that Moscow is famous for its theatres.
You are absolutely right. We can help you book the tickets to the famous Bolshoi Theatre if you wish.
That would be great. Could you please tell me more about the tour?
Yes, of course. Here is the suggested itinerary. When you arrive in Moscow, you'll check into the hotel and have some rest. In the evening, you can have a bus tour around the city just to get a general impression. Moscow looks magnificent in the evening, so you'll enjoy it. The next day, you'll be able to see Moscow's sights in daylight.
Sounds good to me. Are we going to see Red Square?
Of course. It's impossible to imagine a trip to Moscow without seeing Red Square, as it's the heart of the country. You will see St. Basil's Cathedral. It's a gorgeous building. Make sure you go inside, as there are 8 tiny churches there, which look like fairy tale houses.
Thanks, I'll remember that.
You'll also see GUM, Russia's #1 department store. You'll have enough time to go shopping there if you wish, or have lunch there in a cafe with a view of Red Square.
I've always wanted to see the Kremlin. Will it be possible to get inside it?
Yes, but make sure you do it before 4 p.m, as the museums there close early. There you will see Tsar Cannon and Tsar Bell, and the State Kremlin Palace, initially known as the Palace of Congresses. It's vast. A 6,000-seat auditorium was originally used to hold the congresses of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. Today, it hosts large social forums, theatrical performances, New Year's shows for children, and student balls.
It all sounds so exciting. I think I'll order a tour right now.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our daily programme, Stardom. Today in our studio, we have Jessica Summer, a young, promising musician. Hello, Jessica.
Hello, it's so nice being here. Thank you for inviting me.
Your new album has been warmly welcomed by the public. Have you got any critical remarks about it?
I've got a couple of remarks. They're about me being just another pretty girl singing about love and relationships. I can't say it was a massive takedown, but I found it personally offensive. I think the reason that stuck with me was because I found it so frustrating, but actually, that's kind of the only proper negative feedback that I've had. Then, in terms of compliments, I just can't really remember them because you always tend to stick a bit more on the negatives, don't you?
Would you consider yourself a self-critical person?
Yeah, massively. I'm self-critical. I don't want to show anyone anything until the work is done. I self-edit so harshly at the beginning. I would never let anyone hear something that I wasn't happy with. But then, once I've made it, I'm also not going to turn around and go. If I'm putting it out, anything creative that I do, I think that it's good, otherwise I wouldn't put it out. But I am self-critical across the board and in other areas of my life, I think.
How fully formed are your songs by the time you bring them to a producer, show someone lyrics, or play them for someone?
Like, completely finished. Lyrics are usually the last thing that I would do, so a couple of the lyrics I will be finishing in the studio last minute, because we've got to get the vocals recorded. I sometimes find lyrics quite difficult towards the end, but it's done musically in terms of the structure, in terms of the arrangement. So it's all fully formed. I have no one else involved in the writing process. I would hate to feel that I was going into the studio with something wishy-washy and not done. It's because I'm a control freak, so I want to know that everything is sorted and what's going to come out the other end, obviously with a bit of leeway.
What has the experience been like playing these songs live?
It's just been really fun. It's the music I always imagined myself playing when I was a kid. It's been nice to use my instrument a bit more rather than just propping up a whole song with a guitar and my vocals. There's so much more energy in the crowd as well, and it's nice to feel like you're a part of something in a room rather than just performing for a crowd. So I've enjoyed it loads, and it's also been an exciting challenge because recently I have been taking older material and basically giving it a bit of a second life and making it sound like it could have potentially belonged on this record, which has been really fun.
Are there any particular shows that stand out in your mind?
On a tour, the big London show is always going to be very exciting. A couple of weeks ago, I played in London, which is the biggest show I've ever headlined. That was a real moment, and it was playing all the new material. It was amazing to see the shift and hear everyone singing everything back. But there have been smaller shows in my life which made me happy. But bad shows, it's always the support shows, isn't it? It's when you are struggling to fight against the noise of the crowd. That's always quite soul-destroying.
Thank you, Jessica. It has been a real pleasure talking with you today.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our daily programme, Stardom. Today in our studio, we have Jessica Summer, a young, promising musician. Hello, Jessica.
Hello, it's so nice being here. Thank you for inviting me.
Your new album has been warmly welcomed by the public. Have you got any critical remarks about it?
I've got a couple of remarks. They are about me being just another pretty girl singing about love and relationships. I can't say it was a massive takedown, but I found it personally offensive. I think the reason that stuck with me was because I found it so frustrating, but actually, that's kind of the only proper negative feedback that I've had. Then, in terms of compliments, I just can't really remember them because you always tend to stick a bit more on the negatives, don't you?
Would you consider yourself a self-critical person?
Yeah, massively. I'm self-critical. I don't want to show anyone anything until the work is done. I self-edit so harshly at the beginning. I would never let anyone hear something that I wasn't happy with. But then, once I've made it, I'm also not going to turn around and go. If I'm putting it out, anything creative that I do, I think that it's good, otherwise I wouldn't put it out. But I am self-critical across the board and in other areas of my life, I think.
How fully formed are your songs by the time you bring them to a producer, show someone lyrics, or play them for someone?
Like, completely finished. Lyrics are usually the last thing that I would do, so a couple of the lyrics I will be finishing in the studio last minute, because we've got to get the vocals recorded. I sometimes find lyrics quite difficult towards the end, but it's done musically in terms of the structure, in terms of the arrangement. So it's all fully formed. I have no one else involved in the writing process. I would hate to feel that I was going into the studio with something wishy-washy and not done. It's because I'm a control freak, so I want to know that everything is sorted and what's going to come out the other end, obviously with a bit of leeway.
What has the experience been like playing these songs live?
It's just been really fun. It's the music I always imagined myself playing when I was a kid. It's been nice to use my instrument a bit more rather than just propping up a whole song with a guitar and my vocals. There's so much more energy in the crowd as well, and it's nice to feel like you're a part of something in a room rather than just performing for a crowd. So I've enjoyed it loads, and it's also been an exciting challenge because recently I have been taking older material and basically giving it a bit of a second life and making it sound like it could have potentially belonged on this record, which has been really fun.
Are there any particular shows that stand out in your mind?
On a tour, the big London show is always going to be very exciting. A couple of weeks ago, I played in London, which is the biggest show I've ever headlined. That was a real moment, and it was playing all the new material. It was amazing to see the shift and hear everyone singing everything back. But there have been smaller shows in my life which made me happy. But bad shows, it's always the support shows, isn't it? It's when you are struggling to fight against the noise of the crowd. That's always quite soul-destroying.
Thank you, Jessica. It has been a real pleasure talking with you today.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.